All right, it looks like we're going to look a lot like Christmas. Let's bring in our meteorological Santa Claus, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat. I can't hear you, Pat. Why can't I hear you? Aha, wait a second. Speaketh, Pat. Oh, that button is, that's why. Now I got Pat.
Yes.
My off button was stuck on the board on our audio console, and I couldn't get it unplugged, so I had to hit it hard. Sorry about that.
No problem.
So Mr. Santa Claus with the hair on the jaws, do you think the snow that we're going to get will hang around till Christmas?
Probably. More than likely.
More than likely.
Yep. Winter snow warnings are out, and everything is on track. One, the primary lows in Kentucky, the secondary low already developing along the South Carolina coast, and you have a very cold high over Quebec. And it's cold. What's your temperature there this morning, Marshall?
19 right now.
12, right? Yeah. 12 in the Berkshires.
Yeah, when I left my house, it was 14, yeah.
Yep. So it is cold. And, you know, you look at the setup, and sometimes folks, you know, many years ago when I first started, in meteorology, we didn't have all of this. In fact, we had a couple of computer models, but they were only available out through 48 hours. I mean, now we have computer models that take us out through 15 days, but that was not the case. And we didn't really have modeling telling us, you know, how much moisture or anything like that. A lot of it was plotting by hand. And this is such a typical New England snow situation. Cold high in Quebec, dying low in Kentucky, intensifying low South Carolina coast. The low over the South Carolina coast moves parallel to the coastline, becomes a nor'easter. It's cold, it's dry, the snow starts, the snow ends, and in the meantime, it piles up. And that is what I'm going with. Snow will come in late today or early this evening. So anywhere, my thinking is, the snow will start anywhere between 5 and 7 p.m.
All right.
Highs today, 25 to 30. Tonight, snow. Heavy at times, the wind picks up. We're in the low 20s. Snow will end Thursday, but not until afternoon. Windy, 25 to 30. 12 to 18 inches, up to 2 feet in the Catskills. And then partly sunny and breezy Friday, mid-30s, partly cloudy in the middle 30s Saturday, and then Sunday, a chance of snow showers with highs 35 to 40. So this is going to be a rough storm tonight. You know, it will come down at times an inch or two per hour. Along with the winds, is going to be blowing, there's going to be drifting, and travel is not recommended at all. So hopefully you don't have to go anywhere. Just hunker down, stay tight tonight. And, you know, the one thing is that you just take a deep breath and hopefully you can enjoy the storm and you don't have to worry about power outages. But to get through this storm without any power outages is going to be a Christmas miracle, because I don't think that'll happen.
But why? Because the snow's going to be so fluffy and light.
It will be, but you have wind. And when you have heavy snow and wind, it's resistance. You know, the trees try to resist it, and down they come. So, you know, the good thing for this storm, as compared to the last storm, it is colder. So the ground is definitely frozen. That should help. You know, as far as felled trees. However, that doesn't mean that big branches can't come down. And that's a problem. So I don't think it's going to be widespread, but nevertheless, that is a problem. So just urging everybody to stay off the roads, you know, because a lot of the plowing what's procedures is, if, you know, the snow starts coming down real heavy and visibility is low, plows stop because it's too dangerous for them. So that could, you know, just curtail the cleaning up as far as we get into to Thursday. So if you have, like, doctor's appointments and stuff like that tomorrow, I would cancel it, and I would wait for Friday. because I think travel will still be pretty hazardous tomorrow morning. Marshall's staying at the station, so he doesn't have to worry about it. I'm here at the Weather Center. I don't have to worry about it. So you'll have us bringing you the news and the weather, and you do the same thing. You stay safe, and that's it. I mean, what more can I say? This is, a New England nor'easter.
What I need to know is roughly what time will it end around here tomorrow where you know, I'll be able to go home.
I would say it should be over between, give me 11 a.m. and 1 p.m.
All right. So I'll be able to head home after they clear out the back here. Our engineer was here yesterday doing some different work. And he looks at me and he says, I'll be out on Friday. I've got some special spray to spray on your satellite dish so the snow won't stick. So I said to him, well, you are aware. Right. You are aware it's gonna snow Wednesday night, right?
What station is he listening to?
He just forgot to bring it out with him. But still.
So did he spray the dish?
Well, no, he didn't have it with him.
Well, you better come back today.
I don't think that's happening. I'm telling you, at $100 an hour, I'm not bringing them back today. I'll pay the plow guys to plow today and clean the dish.
But
it was just one of those things. I felt like saying to him, why did you even say that to me? Because.
Yeah, really. Can't they put, I don't know if it works, Marshall, but can't they put a screen over the dish so that it doesn't interfere in the signal, but yet it will keep the snow from accumulating?
No, there's no such screen like that. What they'd have to do is build a housing around it, and it would be too high, and it would never be allowed by zoning. So, and our satellite that we have is a very high in the sky satellite. So it's not like the dish is the dish really is at an angle almost like 45 degrees where it's looking up. And now it's like 12 to 15 feet around. So you can imagine how much snow. But the good thing is that it's going to be windy and it's going to be fluffy snow.
Right.
So that might help keep a lot of it off the dish. The thing that really kills the reception for the dish is heavy, wet snow. You can get a half inch of heavy, wet snow.
Right.
And if it's on the dish and it's sticking, you won't get any reception at all. Heavy, wet snow on the dish is the thing that really hurts it the most. So.
Wow.
Yeah. But whatever happens, happens. You know, it is what it is. Not much you can do about it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And you know what? We're going into wintertime. I mean, this is it, you know? From here on.
Yeah, that's what I said. This is, you're right.
You know, And who knows now what's going to happen with the rest of the winter? Maybe we already had our January thaw, but unfortunately we had it in early December.
As I said, and usually what happens around the middle part of December pretty much sets the pattern for the winter. So it is mid-December.
This is the middle part of December.
So this could set the pattern for the winter. We shall see, folks. All I can tell you, Marshall, is that I've had an average of about 4 hours sleep since Sunday night. So I am tired, but I do see light at the end of the tunnel, because once this storm starts tonight, my work is done. You know, that's it. We prepared everybody. We did the forecasting, and then it is what it is. So tomorrow it'll be, for me, tomorrow is the calm after the storm.
Yep.
And then I have David and Elena coming Friday for Christmas dinner. So I have to get ready for that. Those are my friends who gave me the Christmas dinner 2 weeks ago up at the cabin. And then on Saturday I have a couple of friends coming for their Christmas dinner.
You have all the lights on, right?
Well, everything's done, yeah.
Is it on, though? Have you got it on already?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Everything. And the tree, I will take a picture. It's all done. The village is all done. So all of that is done.
And isn't it nice that it was an artificial tree and you didn't have to go drag it out of the woods?
I think it looks nice, but I don't think it looks as nice as the real tree. But That's my opinion. You'll tell me what you think.
I look at it this way. If it's less work, I'll trade off where it doesn't look as nice as a real tree.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. That, right. So that's it. If you need me for anything, well, I don't think you'll need me today. But again, tonight, everybody, just stay in and, watch the storm and have a good time.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
You got it.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.